Hello, and thank you for joining me again. Today I'd like to discuss the process of spiritual unfoldment and one of the core principles of that process. What I'm going to introduce you to is something that all of you are familiar with from your distant past. Some of us still have it active in our lives to some degree. Most of us, if we're parents, are familiar with it almost as if it were our enemy. What I'm talking about is something that was completely natural and innate to you when you were a child. You could probably anticipate what I'm going to say. The answer to this is curiosity. It's something that is totally natural to children. And the question is, why is it natural to children and not to adults? When we understand, when we look into that, we start to realize it is natural to children because they are present and because they're innocent. They are not burdened by knowledge. They don't have any knowledge. The more knowledge they acquire, especially dependent upon the way that they acquire that knowledge, the less curious they tend to be. Now, there are a lot of reasons why curiosity is almost absent from adult life. One of them is that adults get annoyed by children's incessant curiosity and questions. And sometimes we don't handle it in the best way possible. And therefore, consciously, unconsciously, through our attitudes, we begin to treat curiosity as if it were a negative thing. The child picks up on that, and eventually it starts to wane. But more than that, children tend to ask questions to adults, expecting adults to give them the answer. Initially, that's not the case. They're just asking questions. They're simply asking questions, not expecting an answer. Now, when we give them an answer as if it were the final, as if it were the ultimate answer, this is proven knowledge. Well, now we've just built up their reservoir of knowledge and diminished their reservoir of curiosity. What I've seen is if you take a young child who is, of course, interested in spiritual unfoldment, it is an extremely rapid process to get them moving forward in a dynamic way. Until about the time they hit puberty, by the time they're in junior high school, it's turned off. And it's not necessarily puberty that is the fault of it. That doesn't help, but it is the expectations that we put upon the children to no longer be childlike, to no longer have curiosity. Now, there is a way that we can bring curiosity into our lives as adults that still allows us to make use of the knowledge that we have while at the same time stimulating curiosity. And that is to simply be more interested in what further there is to know. There's always more to know, and oftentimes the knowledge that we have right now, we believe to be the final answer, turns out, in retrospect, in history, to be incorrect, or to only be partially correct. What are the odds that anything that we believe right now to be true about our physical world will hold water 200 years from now, from a scientific perspective? There's a fair chance that a lot of what we believe, a lot of the ways that we view the world, won't hold much water in the future. This isn't a bad thing. This is just the reality. This is just the nature of knowledge. The further you go into the core of the onion, the more you begin to see that the rings aren't what you thought they were. This is totally natural. Now, with regard to curiosity and the process of spiritual unfoldment, it takes on a little bit different flavor than the scientific process as it regards the external world. With regard to spiritual unfoldment, it is vital that we begin to pay attention to what is happening within this, whatever this is. Feelings, thoughts, emotions. Now, when I say feelings, I mean feelings in the body. Aches, pains, sensations, that sort of thing. As well as feelings that are equal to emotions in the body and our thoughts that are going on, our reactions, our actual physical responses to stimulus. When we begin to become extremely curious, playfully curious about what's happening within this that we call the body, that's when the spiritual process, the unfoldment process, really starts to take place. That being the case, what are the tools that we need to have in order to maximize our capacity to be aware of what is going on within this? Well, curiosity is obviously a core one, which means we need to begin to question our assumptions about who we are, what this is, what our thoughts are, what our memories are, what is the nature of emotions and sensations within the body, and how do these all relate together? And when we become curious about this, and we become aware enough to see it for what it is, it's like pulling the curtain back in Oz to see the old man running the show. Only it happens with the self. And this is, of course, it can be a traumatic experience at first when you start to realize that all that you believe to be true about you is highly questionable. What do you hold on to? It's important that we go about this in a very playful manner. Not overly serious about it, but in a very playful manner. Otherwise, that serious energy creates a traumatic response. Two, what we discover. Allow yourself to relax into a curious, playful search of what this is. Not searching for one answer to what it is, but really starting to just feel, to be sensitive within the body, to be aware of what's happening within the mind. I'll go more into detail about the sensitivity, but we really want to start to allow curiosity to harness the power of sensitivity within the body. If we are entirely insensitive of what is happening within the body, then how can we be aware when we're out of balance? The body will tell you when you're out of balance. Think about the argument you had in your office with your coworker. How your blood pressure rose. Did you notice it rising? Did you feel your face flush? Or maybe you got nervous when speaking to your boss. Did you notice the fidgeting with your fingers? Or maybe there's anxiety. Do you notice your foot tapping? Or your heart beating irregularly? We should become so sensitive that through mere intent, we can feel our pulse anywhere within our body. Anywhere that there is a pulse, we can feel it. Can you feel the pulse in your eyeballs? Can you feel it in your fingertips? Can you feel it in your toes? Can you feel when our blood pressure changes, becomes erratic, when we're anxious? Now, back to that argument. So you have your argument. You've gotten upset. You've taken a position. The argument's over, you separate, and then later on, when you calm down, play with it. Look back on it almost humorously. and wonder what it was that stimulated your sense of positionality. What was it that was threatened, caused you to become reactive, to become angry, to become aggressive, to argue, or oppositely, to avoid when avoidance was not what was necessary or appropriate at that time, or to go into an escape process through, for example, lying or that sort of energetically withdrawing. These are all disharmonies. These are all energies that are indicative of imbalance within. It's curiosity that allows us to see these imbalances, these disharmonies within, and the cause of reactiveness, the cause of our positionality, the cause of our beliefs. I discussed this in a previous video called The Innate. Beliefs are like patches. Software patches which cover over design flaws in the software package itself. You know, the software engineers produce whatever software, say Microsoft Word, whatever, doesn't matter, and they got to sell it at some point. So they put it out there, but then they find there's security holes or there are errors. Well, then they create these little software patches to cover up those errors instead of redesigning the entire software from scratch. In the world where you have to make a profit, maybe that is an important way to go, where time is a limit. That is maybe warranted. I'm not at liberty. I don't feel I have enough knowledge on the topic of software to be able to make a real good call on that. But what I can say with regard to spiritual unfoldment is the soul is timeless. It is spaceless, which means really it's all places at all times. And so patching is not an appropriate response to feeling insecure. Instead, a proper response is to be curious about the source of the insecurity. So again, I highly encourage you to start kindling the sparks of curiosity in your life, external things, as well as, of course, certainly for the spiritual unfolding process, internal. Be very, very careful about the external expression of curiosity. Oftentimes, we use curiosity as a weapon to show the lack of integrity in other people's ideas, in other people's philosophies and belief systems. Sometimes we do this, the intent is dominance, abusiveness. Now, of course, curiosity is vital to the external world, to the world of politics, to the world of money, to the world, of course it is. And none of those fields will find greater balance until there is curiosity poured into them. And right now there really is not much curiosity poured into the way we do things. We really don't question enough about the way we do things. But it's important to realize that that sort of curiosity on its own will not bring about spiritual resolution, unfoldment. It is the awareness within. And of course our motivation for the curiosity, for the questioning, is vital. So, anyway, I wanted to thank you very much for listening. I highly encourage you to get out and kindle that spirit of innocence, that spirit of curiosity. Question your knowledge. Question your sense of self. Question your beliefs. Do it playfully. Allow them to resolve and relax into the process. Relax into the process. There's no need to rush it. You may find, as an adult, curiosity is very, very difficult to get started. And that struggle that you have will show you really how deeply it has been crushed out of you. You won't even know what questions to ask, where to begin. Doesn't matter where you begin. Begin somewhere. Ask questions. Don't expect answers. Ask questions and feel into the body. Ask questions and feel into the body. That's the beginning. Innocence and curiosity, feeling, sensitivity, awareness. These are some of the core tools of spiritual awareness. Knowledge is not. Thank you and bless you. Have a good day.